At dusk, as always, Bender sang to us. At dusk, as always, Bender sang to our congregation, silver hair greasing her blouse and silver muffling the toes of her boots. When we were grade school children, she and I liked duct tape. We liked it like you could never believe. Our favorite thing to steal from the corner store was that silver coil, the way it ripped across, how it stretched over. It gripped. She stood on the white 20-gallon empty drum, her boot heels burning the plastic, her tempo uneven. We were a communion of over a dozen church bums who loved her and were frightened by her hawk at the tree crown and hawk on the glide shoulders and head, her wings at her sides, her hands palms out, fingers curled up. We duct taped a picture of our father, who was dying in the Simic State Penitentiary Hospital, to a globe our Aunt Horror sent, whose name was actually Hortense. He clung to the deep south. He spun fast without flying off. When it slowed down, his head did a half turn on his neck, then it turned back by half that. We tore the thing apart, duct taped the entire planet, kicked it anywhere we wanted, dented part of Asia and most of Antarctica, had to retape. Bender could see me. She looked at me. Hungry, we both had listened to the God hype you had to swallow in order to be allowed to eat the soup at this mission. The tables were set in the chapel that once had a God's eye skylight. Through a screen of sloppy black paint, full moonlight smudged her gaunt face and temples, her silvery upper lip and jaw. Hey now, hey, that's what I feel. How about you? We were all sick to death from eating so much God venom. This serpent's voice tasted good. Her drumming bowed us lower over our bowls, our spoons witching the broth. Bender and I duct-taped her birthday cake, the wrong flavor and no icing, taped all 9 candles, taped our cousin's bicycle handles, seat tires, chrome fenders, who said he was forced to come. We attached our stepmother Dillo's hands to her knees because she napped curled up drunk, which was not birthday appropriate, we felt. For her convenience, we taped her whipping switch, which we had taped and broken and overtaped, to her right claw. Bender's voice scraped her own clogged reed. Hey now, hey, that's what I feel. How about you? Of all hours, Bender should bless ours. Of all hungers, she should solve them here. You feel it. You feel it. You feel it too. Our congregation lightly hammered in tune with her coffin lid thumping. 61 years earlier, our mother told me nothing and no one could save my sister, that some darkness sings only darkness. You never asked me about me, Bender said. Oh, Bender, I answered my sister Sawyer, who had only survived her own self-killings because she sang. You never asked me about me, she said again, though she knew I was afraid to hear her answer. When she laughed, she sounded forgiving. Need duct tape? She asked. I had become a musician along my way. I injured and re-injured my dobro until we both were near dead. Kicked out of the band, I marked it sold, but kept it, slept with it, dreamed there was room for me in its shell. I did. I needed some.